Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW, share number 106. We're in the Sefer Shalvavam in Esayach, and it brings down there that the Mishkan in the Midbar and the Beis HaMikdash, later erected in Yerushalayim, were modeled after the home of the Jewish people, which is Avraham and Sarah's home. It's a Ramban that says this. Through their home, the Shechinah entered the world. Avram, when he slaughtered the animals for the Orchim, for the travelers who passed by his residence, he was like a Kohen Gadol. And what was baked represented the Lechem upon him. His home was full of Kedusha, just like the Beis HaMikdash was a place where all rich and poor, hungry and satisfied, they all were there and rejoiced. So was the home of Avram Avinu. We model the home of Avraham Avinu to bring the Shekhinah in there. The Shekhinah that radiates an eternal light, that could transform and does transform your ordinary home into a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Where your table that's in your home becomes a Mizbeach. The food you serve is like food on the Mizbeach as a carbon to Hashem. The bookcase where you have a lot of Sefarim there is a Menorah. It's a fixture of illumination. Every sefer purchased and hopefully learned adorns the Kedusha of the house. The kiyar, the wash basin that washes, that prepares for the avodah. No avodah can be done unless you wash your hands and feet first. So the sink, the netilas yadayim, or overall cleanliness in the home is a foundation, is achana. It's all avodas Hashem. Havieni HaMelech HaDarav. In Shir HaShirim, it says, Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav, the king brought me into his inner chambers. Nagilav and Nismechavach, we will rejoice and be glad with you. The inner chambers, Shlomo HaMelech refers to, are compared to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The bedroom is a Kodesh HaKadoshim. The blessing in the dough, the challah, is Lechem Aponim. The candle, lit from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, the Ner Tamid. That's the Ner Shabbos that I'll lit. The Anani HaKavod, that's the Shechina. Yeshaya says in Perek Nun Aleph, look at Avram your father, look unto Sarah who bore you. Yeshaya is saying, build your homes and emulate the homes of Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu. They had tremendous Mesiris Nefesh Vashem and his Torah. Avram was ready to perform Hashem's commandments all the time, not listening to the neighbors. Both of them, Avram and Sarah, were Megayer people, helped people, rescued people from a corrupt society, educated them in the service of Hashem, make them aware of Hashem, and they imparted a legacy to their household forever and ever. Every husband and wife can do that in our day. Every husband and wife can do that in our day. Shershin compares the connection of Hashem and his beloved nation to the band of a chassan and a kala. It's not a mistake that Hashem HaMelech used such analogies. It's very important to recognize that a wife who listens to the words of her husband, and of course the husband behaving properly, keeping the Torah as best as he could, and the Sarah, it says, the Sarah Shemas, Sarah was listening. Sarah was listening. And when she heard a lot of things from Avraham Avinu, and she absorbed it. And because she was a Talmida, she absorbed the teachings of Avraham Avinu. And she listened to it. And she emulated Avraham Avinu. What happened at the end? She merited that kol ashatimer elecha Sarah shema bekoila. Everything that Sarah says to you, listen to her. Hashem said, listen to Sarah. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, listen to Sarah. She's higher than you in nevuah. But a lot of how she reached that level was by her listening attentively to Avraham Avinu. Giving him full attention, giving him full respect, learning from his teachings. And because she was machnia to him, Hashem said, you are machnia to her. You must defer to her opinion. This is the paradox of by humbling yourself, you are elevated. This is not a matter of being a shmat. This is a matter of healthy respect for one another. Bracha in the dough is livelihood. Candles, me'er Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, Shalom Bayis, Shchina, Anani HaKavod. Rava used to tell the people of Mechuzah, respect your wives in order to become rich. It could be physical wealth, or it could also be Ezer Usher HaSameach Bechelkai. This is something we need to tell the men, of course. Respect your wives, and you'll be rich. You'll be happy with your lot. It goes the other way around. You respect your husband, you'll be happy with your lot. You'll be truly, truly rich. The idea is to bring the Shechina into the home. The day of the Chuppah, it says that Hashem is Meichel all the Averis of the Chassan and Kala, giving them an opportunity to start anew. And they work on themselves with that. And to work through things. And, you know, the Sanzer Rebbe used to say, it's brought down in a Sefer Vayagad Moshe on Nesuin, that the Sanzer Rebbe was Meyed. He testified that when he was present at a Chuppah, he was afraid to lift up his eyes because of the fear of the Shechina. And if I happened to attend a Chuppah during Elul, he said, my avoided during the Yomim Neiram takes less effort, because at the Chuppah, the Shechina is much closer and more attainable. Now, of course, we know the Chuppah has to be at the right standards of Tznius and all these things. So putting that aside, that it is done the right way, in an Erlicha way, a Chuppah is a very high holy time. And that is an opportunity when you happen to be by a wedding anyway, and you happen to be by a Chuppah anyway, no matter how long you're married, to daven then the Shas HaKosher, and to participate into that Avir of Mechilas Avonos that you want to start anew too. And that is the idea. So it's a very, very important day, of course, for a Chasan and Kala, but it's a very auspicious time for Tefillah and Tshuva for a regular person that attends a Chuppah. Good Jewish wives are Meisen Nefesh for the sake of Torah. You know, it's brought down that, you know, someone said there's a crack in the dam and it's spread all over the place. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And an innocent child saw the grief of the adults that there was a leak in the dam, a little water was dripping, and the child didn't understand. Why is everyone so anxious? The dam is very high, thick wall, strong. The crack is so small, you can barely see it. What's the big deal? But the adults knew what was coming. They know that a small hole in a dam is where liquid seeps out. And Poiter Mayim Rashis Madain, the beginning of strife is when you let out that water. And that is the idea. It's one small crack in the wall, and a lot of Shalom and a lot of the Yerushalayim could drain out. We have to be on constant alert. Now, if it already happened, of course, we can't be Miyayish. We build up again, and then we guard it again. So we build it up and guard it again. We never give up. But that's the idea, to be watchful, not in an obsessive way, in a kind, calm way, to guard against any cracks in the dam. And again, always derachei adarchei noyam, in a pleasant way. Nisuin, the idea, the word nisuin, is uplifting. Nasai, to lift up. Hareyat mikudeshesli. What he's saying, my wife is holy to me. He's uplifting nisuin. He's uplifting the relationship. The kedushin becomes a nisuin ultimately. It's a challenging relationship because you have differences in opinion. But that is a challenge where the Shechina is with you at all times, providing that you are with Shalom. He's telling you, yes, put on those rose-colored glasses to help you appreciate your husband and your wife with the faults and with everything. Put on those rose-colored glasses. He will help you put it on. He created numerous living things and their chesroinam and their deficiencies. Person before getting into argument with his wife, before separating, before destroying a family, remember, every person has their flaws, both men and women. We need to build it up. We need to work with each other and do our best with it. And this is what we, in chapter one of the book, Shalvah Mamanisayach, chapter two talks about one of the remuzim of breaking a plate by a tanoim is to break your midas, to break your bad habits. And sometimes your friends or family may have already labeled you in your childhood years or in your teenage years that you're a little stubborn or you're a little frugal or there's something wrong with this, something wrong with that. And you are sort of embarrassed even to become better because they're going to, all of a sudden you're nice and you're more pleasant and they're going to look at you funny, like, what happened to you? What's wrong with you? That's a big nisayim, by the way. It's very interesting. You would think someone who had not so good midas that are working on themselves, that they would be thrilled and everyone else around them would be thrilled. But very often it's awkward. It's awkward when your bad midas were manifesting itself for a long time and now you're changing. People are looking at you funny. And that's an nisayon. Like, what's wrong with you? Or they'll be sarcastic with you, or they won't believe that you're actually changed, or they'll believe that you're not really getting better, you're just doing this for a show, and you know you really are getting better. That's a big nisayon, but we have to overcome that nisayon. Don't not work on yourself because of what other people are going to say. You decided you were not dressed as so tzniyistic, and now you are going to, and you are. People will look at you funny. They'll think all of a sudden, whoa, you became all right-wing all of a sudden, or you became, something got into your head, or you're doing this for show, or you think you're righteous and you're not, and all these negative things that you, that people say or view, or even in your own head, people, what will people think? They won't realize that I'm sincere, but that's irrelevant. That's so important to know. That's betachin. Don't let yourself, because you have a quote-unquote reputation of being a certain way, don't let that hold you back from becoming a better person, from becoming kinder. In marriage, no matter how long you're married, it's the same thing. If you had a reputation of being more difficult with your husband, and now you're being softer, you're being kinder. Besides the working on yourself, there's an nisayon. They say, well, you softened up, you became weak. You didn't become weak, you became strong. And that is something that we have to work through as we change for the better. That's a very, very important lesson. Another thing is about the gratitude, to recognize the good things. You know, a lot of things that you heard early on about those milas of a chasan kala, sometimes we know it could be exaggerated, but very often a lot of things are accurate. They are good. They are kind. They do a lot of chasadim. And one needs to remember those nekudais. Then one needs to remember those good things, those good attributes that took place and that are there, and to continue to build it, to remove jealousy, to strengthen emunah, whatever your lot is in, when you're married, whether it's jewelry that you want and you didn't get, a type of a husband that you wanted and you don't have, a means of parnasa that was not predestined for you, that it would never belong to you. It never belonged to you. That's the removal of kinah, the removal of jealousy. The concept of being sameach b'chalkecha. Improve what you have. Build the best with the materials that Hashem gave you, with the gifts Hashem is giving you. And you'll have a beautiful, beautiful edifice. You don't have to desire what someone else has. Not their husbands, not their wives, not their midas, not their wealth. It's your own. Make the best of what you have. And the greatest bracha will come there. And to recognize, yes, you still have weaknesses, you still have shortcomings. So does your husband. We all do. And we work with each other towards it. We're not going through every single prat in this book, but we're going to go through a lot of the advice brought in this book. Another thing we'll just say quickly is that don't take advice as insulting. You know, your mother-in-law said, roll out the dough this way or you'll dirty the table. Or your sister-in-law said, you rearrange the towels this way, you'll have more space. Don't get defensive about that. Take the advice graciously. Be good-natured. Be sensible. If it's not right, then you could change it or do what you want ultimately later. But their suggestions overall are not to attack you or your character or your good qualities. They're just trying to be helpful. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't, but it's not personal. And you could say, thank you, I'll consider it. Oh, that's a good idea. And if it's not and you don't want to do it at the end, no one's forcing you. You could be polite about it, but not to be defensive about it. Bracha v'atzlacha.